Hey, it's Donna Rudowitz, and I am a psychotherapist as well as a rapid transformational relationship coach. And we help women who've been through a divorce get rid of the patterns of the past and begin to first fall in love with themselves and then attract an ideal partner or soulmate if and when they're ready. One of the things that we talk about all the time in the Divorcing Gracefully and Beyond program is this feeling of things outside of our control, right? So you may relate to this. You may be a woman who is, let's say, a type A personality. We like to have things in order. We like to have things as a plan. We like to know when something's going on. We like to be prepared for it. And one of the things that divorce is 100% guaranteed to do is give you things that you actually could not prepare one bit for. And what you could be certain in is the uncertainty of the events, including the connection with your ex. And so we feel like we're losing our divine power. We feel like our sense of freedom has been annihilated. And maybe for you, if you're divorced, your identity is you're waking up realizing that for the past 10, 20, 30 years, I have been under the identity of someone's wife, someone's mother, someone's friend, someone's cousin, someone's boss, someone employee, whatever your role is at work, and quickly realizing that somewhere along the way, we've lost ourselves. And so the work we do at Divorcing Gracefully and Beyond isn't about relationships, meaning dating and bringing people in. The work is all about becoming the best lover with yourself first. It's about the most important relationship, and that's with ourselves. And so if you feel like you've lost the sense of freedom, that you've lost the sense of power, I want you to hear these words. And that is a feeling. It is not a fact, right? The feeling is understandable as a result of what you've been through. But the fact is you're more powerful. You're more vibrant. You're more intelligent than you are giving yourself credit for. And so when we're operating at the lowest point of ourselves, when we're operating at a lowest vibrational frequency, which could be guilt or shame or anger or loneliness or abandonment, again, valid feelings, they're not facts, they're feelings. And they may feel, and it may be part of your temporary environment at that time, that many of those things are in fact facts. The difference is it is not our forever. It is in that moment, because the real truth and the real power and the real fact is you have access inside of you to the highest power, that it doesn't matter. Your ex could take away your home, your car, your things. No one could take away your soul. And when you understand energy and you understand the power of the vibrational frequency and that we are all energetic beings and that doesn't it stand true is if we're operating in feelings or vibrational frequency and energy that doesn't serve us and we're attracting the people, places, and things we don't want, then it must stand true that when we raise our vibrational frequency and we're operating in love and gratitude, in joy and peace, we will attract people, places, and things that do serve us. So never for a moment think that you are abandoned or left alone or that you have no power in your situation right now. You have more power than you know, but your ex and the world and people around you may not want you to know that, because the longer that you could remain injured and remain hurt and sorrowful is the more that they may want to see you that way. So don't believe the bait, because that's all it is. Stand in what is true. And that's in the understanding of energy and understanding that things can and do change on a dime. So even though this may have been your state of being for the past 3, 4, 5, 10 years, maybe 15, maybe 20 years, I don't know, you could literally begin to change the trajectory of your life with one decision, and it could happen faster than you ever thought possible. You can manifest quickly. See, the world has told you that it takes time, that you've got to take years to heal, and you got to move through the stages of grief before you do this, this, and this. And that's just bullshit. I'm not saying the stages of grief aren't actual events that happen. They do, right? They do happen. I appreciate the stages of grief. I'm a therapist, so I understand the stages of grief. But nowhere, shape, or form said that you must pass through all of them, or you have to pass through all of them at a certain period of time, and then you could finally be free. No, I don't know where that rule came from. I don't know who made up the rule, but it's simply not true. When you decide that I'm ready to change the trajectory, when you decide that it is time for me to leave behind the patterns, beliefs, and behaviors of the past, and then beginning to take on the identity of a woman who is healed, who is intelligent, who is joyful, who is adventurous, willing to understand that the anger, the frustration, the guilt, whatever is coming up is not who you are. It is a message to you so you can move through it. And the moment you begin to understand that I have power in my vibrational frequency as an energetic human being is when literally everything could change like that. When you make choices in alignment with who you want to be, not where you came from, this is where things can and do change on a dime. The reason why people stay stuck for so many years is they're trying to use their brain to figure everything out. On this side of the puzzle, on reclaiming your power, recovering your brilliance, creating an amazing life, and attracting a true soulmate when the time is ready for you is not about the head. It is not about the 5% of the brain. It is about the 95% of the subconscious patterns, beliefs, and behaviors. Because we do not attract what we think, we attract who we are. Let's bring in the word subconscious, because subconscious means you are not aware of it. So you can use your brain till the cows come home every single day, trying to figure it all out, trying to put the pieces together, but it will not yield the result you want. Because you're only using 5% of your brain, you're not using the 95% of the subconscious that is the tool that you need to use in order to get you from where you are today to where you want to be tomorrow. And this is your chance, because divorce, I believe this now, and I know this now without a shadow of a doubt. My divorce didn't come to hurt me. My divorce didn't happen to me. My divorce happened for me. And the sooner that I was able to embrace change, right? Your ability to embrace change is going to make or break you. Because if you're coming from a pattern and an identity of the woman you were, and you're resisting the pattern or the identity of the woman you are today and the woman you are tomorrow, you're living in the present moment, but you're living by past resources and past models and past beliefs, you will suffer. You will suffer. When you have the ability to embrace the change and say, this may not be change that I signed up for. This is not change that I wanted. This is not change that doesn't come without judgment. We just remove ourselves from being the judge. We give it to universe, God, source, and to say, this now is in your hands. I release my energy from this person, and I am going to focus my vital life force energy on where I'm going, as scary as it is, because girl, it is fucking scary, right? You've lived your life a certain way, but do it scared. Do it scared, because if you don't do it scared, you risk living in resistance your entire life, which sucks. And it doesn't mean that you don't have a good job, and it doesn't mean you don't have moments of fun with your family and enjoyment and traveling, but you'll always be somewhere else. You'll always be thinking about the past. You'll always be thinking about why your future didn't turn out the way it wanted to. And the one thing you'll be missing time in and time out is the present moment, which you can never get back. And the truth is, that is all we have. We don't have the past. We don't have the future. We only have the present moment. So if you are out of alignment, and you're not willing to embrace the change of the reality of what is, you will suffer and you will lose something far greater and far more valuable that could put any dollar on it. And that is the present moment. You cannot get that back. And so today is the day to tap into and understand you have a stronger self-determination than you know. And just because you've been hurt and you've been bruised and you've been battered, I align with you. I send you grace. That is not who you are. That is an experience that you've been through. And we've got to stop polarizing that I've got to have this, this, and this before I have this, this, and this. I've got to go through these stages of grief. I've got to go through this pain. I've got to go through this many years of suffering before I could be in peace. Wipe it all out, girls, because it is simply not true. The moment you get out of the polarity, of the if-thens and putting in rules that make no sense whatsoever, and putting in the command that as of today, this is the day. This is the day where everything changes. This is the day where I'm deciding that I'm no longer victim to effect. I'm the master of cause. So even though I'm in the suck right now, even though I have things that are coming against me that are very difficult for me to see, I don't know how I'm going to move through it. Angels, God, universe, and source, I call upon you to bring me my angels, bring me my guides, bring me the right tools and the right resources, lead me to the people who are going to help me make it across the bridge to the other side and make it in a way that I understand. It's fully clear, that it's not confusing to me, and ask them in to help you. Ask your angels and your guides in, because our angels and our guides are very respectful. They will not come in without you asking. So you're going to move from being resentful and sad to joyful and hopeful. And this is where we move from dysfunctional to functional, because this isn't about your ex anymore. This isn't about what wrongs have been happened. Again, granted, things still need to be managed and adjusted, but this is not about them anymore. This is about you. This is about you moving out of dysfunction and moving into the functionality of what is possible for you and what is possible for your life moving forward. No one is going to come and make these changes for you. It is something you must decide and claim. And remember, things can and do change on a dime. This is where we tap into that God spark. If you found me and you found this message, there is a connection where there is a spark inside of you that is ready to be lit and to be activated. This is your second umbilical cord, right? Your umbilical cord to your soul. We have the physical umbilical cord that is used when we're born, right? But we have a second umbilical cord. And that's where we tap into our life force energy, because again, it does not matter what's going on around you on the outside. What matters is what is going on the inside, because on the inside, when we are in alignment and we are standing in our vital life force energy and we are tapping into the intuition and the guides, this is where everything on the outside will begin to align. And this is where you allow the universe to bring the things that you need to you instead of you trying to figure it out. Because I could tell you this, I've been doing this for 20 years, we will never figure it out. And usually when the universe brings us what is really meant for us, it happens in a way that's greater and better than we could ever have imagined. This is your time. This is your time to choose the life that you have ahead of you, to stand into fighting for your future, because you have a decision every single day. Am I going to fight for my future or am I going to fight for my past? Fighting for your past does nothing for you. Everybody else has forgotten about it. Everybody else has forgotten about you, has moved on and done their things. It's time for you to do the same, because your outside environment will take form when you are the way you want, right? It will take form the way you want. When you are 100% clear on what you want and where you're going, you're not wishy-washy, where you are 100% clear on making the decisions for your life, where you're 100% clear in that even though this is change, I'm going to embrace the change. I don't have to be the victim of the change. I could actually tell the change how I want the change to unfold. And then I've got a team of people around me, and the team of people, meaning you have me, right? Who as your mentor, you have spirit guides on your team. Even if you don't have one person on this physical plane that you feel is for you, you have, I don't even know how many, unlimited amount of people on the spirit side that you have a team. So never let, again, anybody tell you you are alone, because that is simply not true. You've got to decide what is the pattern, what is the program that you want your brain and life to run to, because if you don't create it, someone else will create the program for you to follow that serves them and not you. So this is time to get up. Let's kick some ass, girls, and I'll see you later. Bye.